Ion, if we live forever and there's no death, do we show up? Can we show up as appearing different, like shapeshift? Do we pass our consciousness into different bodies to continue?
No, you don't.
One question, Barbara. Just one. Don't go on.
Okay.
So what was your question there? What did he answer? I don't even know what his answer referred to.
He said, no, you don't. Okay, so like Saint Germain
would
say.
What, yeah. What don't we? What did he, what word of you, all the words you said, is he saying don't to?
Okay, Ion, are you saying?
Body. You don't go from body to body to body. Unless you're pretty and you're sleeping with Donald Trump. Then you can't.
How is it that one can look like they're 30 years old, but they're like, say, 1,000 years old?
Oil of Olay.
Okay, Ion, what about like Bob, if he was Ofenau, he changed his body. He's Bob Dobbs now. But there's no death, so can you explain
that's better
that?
Than being Bob, it's better than being Bob Carr.
Ion's really down on Bob Carr. That's a guy who worked with work here. But go back, do the question again, Barb.
Ion, I just want to really get a grasp on if we're eternal, I want to know how that works. Okay, just give an example with ones that are already...
Ask the Bob question again.
How is it that Bob is Bob Dobbs and not Ofenau now?
Well, the same way you're a mom and you're a sister and you're a mother and you're a granddaughter and you're a wife and you're Barbara and you're Barb and you're all these different things the same way.
But those are just roles. I mean, I'm still just one person.
So are names. That's right. You're still
hey,
one
Barb,
person. That's right.
Those are roles,
yeah.
But they're in relation to people. You're not a grandmother to your grandmother, but you're a grandmother to your son's kids. So it involves your relationship with other people. Go at it that way. So my relationship to Ofenau is like that, grandmother to grandson.
Is it like that? I mean, is that what you're saying, Ion, is... Bob's relationship to Ofenau, but you just said that's a different name. So is it still Bob? When you say it's Bob, is it his essence that is Ofenau, and it's his essence that is Bob Dobbs now?
We don't
that
even
eternal
know what
part.
Is.
Okay, I think of it as the non-physical part of us. What identifies us as us, instead of being part of everyone. It seems to be there's an individual part of us that continues on and separate. Is that correct?
That's enough.
Ectoplasmic.
That's enough words.
It's ectoplasmic sludge.
Okay.
No, you got to ask what is ectoplasmic. You got to ask what is the it? What's ectoplasmic?
I'm trying not to use what, but is
ectoplasmic. No, you can use that. You can use it.
All right. What is ectoplasmic? What are you referring to?
The reference. Is ectoplasmic sludge.
The reference to essence?
Two.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Hey, Barb, listen to this. Your non-physical is not your essence. That's what fallen man creates. And so it would be called ectoplasmic sludge would be your essence. But your reality comes from your words, which comes before your body. That's the difference, right, Ion, from the essence.
Mostly.
Yeah, that's mostly correct what I said there, Barb.
Okay, so yeah, my reality comes from my words.
That's better than his average. Because average is the average, as far as averages go. The
yeah,
law
I'm in
of
the
averages
minors.
Are unlawful. He majors in the minors, mostly. But we do agree. We agree.
Okay.
You know, Barb, Ion is ectoplasmic sludge. It's becoming something different now because it's going into the physical, but as long as it was non-physical, the environment of heaven or the guff, it was basically what we swam into when we transitioned. Ectoplasmic sludge. It felt blissful. Correct, Ion? You like my word so far?
Well...
No. Let him answer. Would you like my word so far, Ion?
They're fine.
See, you just have to wait, Barb.
They're fine.
Well, is that kind of like the metaphorical ocean, and we're just a drop that blends in with it?
Or the throat your mama should have swallowed.
If you're a little man, you require merging and losing yourself. You can't take the contrast of being a creator in the physical.
Oh,
so
perfect.
That's true.
Okay, so that's the difference. I mean, that's a defining difference between God and little man.
Well,
so
the
we
way
can
you
stay
define...
Our...
Well, how we doing, Palmer?
Okay, so we can keep our individual... what we identify as ourselves, we can keep it separate from the rest of all the sludge.
Yeah. You wouldn't even go there.
Mostly.
That's called dying.
Mostly.
So, Ion, I saw this video. It was supposedly Snowden put it out. I'm not sure, but it's an alien video from 1961. It shows what seems to look like what we think of being an alien. And he's referred to as EBE3. And he said he's not an alien, he's from our future. And he came back to observe what happened. And what they knew was, what he said he knew was there's some sort of nuclear event. But he was asked a bunch of questions, and he said that there is no God, there's no death, no time, and that we experience all lives. Is that a true video, or was that a made-up video? Or, I mean, was this guy...
What's made up?
Hey, Barb, who's Snowden? Who's Snowden?
You know, I forgot his name, first name, but Snowden, the one that's in, went to Russia, and he leaked all the...
He released an alien video?
Edward.
Yes, Edward Snowden.
Oh, he's gone nuts then. That's ridiculous. We know it's a made-up video. Why is he releasing that, ruining his... Cause.
I'm not saying it's made up. I'm just asking, okay, was that made from 1961, and was that a being from our future?
Yes.
A lot
so
of the things that he said...
how's it a made-up video, Ian? Wait, you got to say, well, how's it a made-up video?
No, he didn't say it was a made-up. He didn't say it was a made-up video.
Yes, he did. I thought Ian said. You said,
no.
Is the video real? And he said, no, it's made up. Didn't you, Ian?
No.
Wait for it.
It is made up, but it's real.
Well, what's the phrase made up mean? Edited?
Redefined. It wasn't exact, and it wasn't original. So it was made
up. It's altered. It refers to a real fact, but what you see in the video has nothing to do with the real fact of its existence.
Correct.
Okay, and was that a real being from our future?
A version of it, yes.
A version
Barb, you
of
have to go
future.
From our future, and he says there's no time, then there's no future. So you have to, what's that about, that mistake?
Well, just from our perspective on whatever you want to call this.
That's the reason we said it that way, so it would pass.
What way did you
okay.
say it, Ion? That it was made up? Is that what you're referring to?
We said the reference. Was appropriate. It just wasn't about the timed element.
It's about a being, but not from the future, is what you're saying, Ion.
Correct.
Because he said there's no time, and the being said there's no time either, but he said, talking to the interviewer from their perspective.
It's silly to say that. When there's no time, why in the world are you trying to announce that there's no time and say, well, just in the nick of time, I've come to tell you that there's no time. But just now, there's time to tell you. If I have if time permits, I'm going to explain that there's no time. That's the edited part because it's like, this is stupid shit.
Okay, well, the interviewer was saying he was from a different planet and he was saying, no, I'm not. I'm from Earth. He said, I'm from Earth. So was it being from Earth? Our Earth.
A version of our Earth, yes.
Okay, that's what I thought.
And then, contacted it, Barb? Who contacted this alien? Russians?
No, it was an American, it sounded like.
How did Snowden get access to the video?
I don't remember, but it was something that they hacked into, Maybe it was the military or something.
When was the video made, Ion?
68.
Okay. And then when he said we experience all lives, is there any accuracy to that?
How many eternities can you engage at once?
I'm not sure. All?
Neither are we. One. You can only experience one eternity at a time that we're aware of.
Are there more eternities than one?
Not that we're aware of.
But Barb, Ian has said there are several, many eternities.
Okay, Ian, then you just said there's just one, so was that a misrepresentation of what you said before?
No.
What Bob's relating
to? The context is different than what Bob was talking about.
You mentioned Westworld. What were you...
Hey, talk about your eternity. Don't bring up any other topic. Stick with words about what the fuck he's talking about, that you're eternal and never came through your mother's vagina. Just stay on that. What does that mean?
Ion, if we, we're going to stay here in these bodies.
Well, not everybody is, but a lot of people are.
Right, and then I think there's a difference because we're engaging you and we're taking the drops and we'll be staying here. So we'll,
that's right.
We'll, okay, will we be able to shape these bodies or will they just naturally, I don't know, stay young?
You're talking about abilities, Barb. Don't ask about abilities. Will we do this? Can we? Just define what it is that he's saying. What does it mean to be eternal?
Ion, can you explain what you mean by being eternal?
Yeah. On the resurrection morning, when all the dead in Christ shall rise, you'll have a new body. You'll have a new life.
So, it's like Jesus is still here, and he has a new body, a new life, and he keeps, we're going to do the same thing. Is that what you're saying?
Ascend, yes.
But in eternity, we've already ascended. So what's the difference?
Well, that's the point. Okay. There is no difference to us.
Well, why do humans perceive a difference?
Because you separated yourself from your power.
How did we do that?
By putting it in a cardboard box.
How did we do that?
By proving that you're so much God that you could.
That's my fucking project. Everybody went for that, Barb. Let's make ourselves real stupid and show how much of a God we are, and we'll get ourselves out of the stupidity somehow.
Yeah.
Ion, is it more of a feeling?
May what? I ask something?
Now, just a second. No. Let's just skip. Barb is sticking on this. You can help her. We want to find out what these words refer to, Barb.
I was talking about the same thing. Because Ion said when you're eternal, you don't get. Yet they said it's a new body, it's a new life. So is it a feeling? It's not a physical thing. You're not going to go and shape into a new body. You feel it. You feel the ascension. You feel that dropping that old...
What's a feeling? A feeling's nebulous. Or do you agree with Jermaine, Ion?
It's more than a feeling. Remember Boston, Bob?
What, me or the marathon murders?
The song.
More than the feeling. Right, yeah, gotcha. Back to you, Barb. What are you saying, Barb? Stick to it.
Ion, okay, so we're eternal and we're also in different worlds at the same time. If we're ascending in this world, are we ascending in all the other worlds as well?
Yes.
Can we interchange with those other, like, placeholders or our other selves?
You do.
And those are... infinite number of worlds?
Well, that's relative, but yeah.
Some of us are in more worlds than others. Would you say that?
Sure. We feel like Kitty Carlisle or What's My Line.
I know. Is there anything else you want to say?
No,
on the
no, Barb. You don't. You know you don't understand it. So keep going with the topic. Stay on the topic. Talk another way.
I don't know how much more you can
know,
dig because I get.
You know you haven't nutted yet. You know you're supposed to nut. You wanted to nut. You got in this to nut. You didn't nut yet. Why didn't you nut? It's your fault. You're supposed to nut. If you get in here, you're supposed to be nutting, honey. What are you doing? I'm nutting, honey. That's all we're doing. I'm nutting. Just nutting. That's what you're supposed to be, a nut. So if you're not going to nut, you can't be nutting, honey. If you don't
okay.
Nut.
Well, all right. Some people would recall, I mean, talk about, like, reincarnation. That's not really real because, you've already said that's not happening. It doesn't happen.
How could that not be? If we have many different experiences, how could we not reincarnate? Ask that of Ion.
Okay, Ion, how can that be? How can we, if we have all these different experiences,
because,
like I was Deborah, Bob was Ophanal.
Well, those people are people. They're just known. You're a sister, a mother, brother, aunt, asshole, bitch. You're all those things together. Then what happens is you can't be all those things at the same time. Oh, but you can. You do, but that doesn't change you from a standpoint of, doesn't change you from a standpoint that makes you live one life, live one eternity, and then live another and another and another. Then you say, well, I just have 80 at the same time. Okay, that's great, but you can't even run the one you got, so how are you going to run 100 more?
Okay, so you say that. So then how can we be in those 80 or 100 or million different lives if there's not some
different.
Part of us running that? Or different. How are
well,
we connected to those other worlds?
Running it. Well, you're not connected. That's the point. You're not connected to those other worlds. You go there, you come back from there. You are there. You are it there.
Okay.
You are there. It's like the way they laid it out in Fringe. How could two Ninas be in the same world at the same time and cross over? Well, they really can't, or they couldn't do it long. This is why they had to amber those worlds. It had its,
So are these other selves, okay, like in French, are they kind of like copies of us? Because it's not really us.
Not really
like
copy,
the
yes, it is really you. If I can take two cells of your body and make another you, yes, there are lots of yous.
Did somebody create that, or how does that come into
you
existence?
Did. You did.
Me as a god decided to do that?
Did.
And then in terms of, like, being these other roles, Deborah or, you know, whatever, different lifetimes, those lifetimes are happening right now also, since there's no time?
Only now.
It's everything.
Yep.
So it's all at once.
It's beyond once.
Okay, so... So Deborah's having her life or whatever right now, and even in my life, I could go back to my five-year-old self, and that's happening now. And maybe when I'm 120, that's happening right now also. Is that correct?
Because in eternity, there's no limitations. So 1 second of a five-year-old Barbara goes on and never stops.
There is limitation.
1 second
no
of
limitation.
Barbara.
No limitation is still a limitation, Bob.
I agree.
No.
There isn't even a Barb at 5 years old. So you're talking to a Barb who doesn't exist.
Well, then I don't exist now, then, you're saying.
Right. In eternity, you wouldn't have any categories. What's wrong with that statement, Ion?
I don't like that.
Nothing.
That's not right.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, go into why you don't like that statement, Barb.
Physics won't even sustain you on this planet right now. Your laws of physics won't sustain you right now.
Okay, well, yeah, you're saying, Bob, that we don't exist. You don't exist, I don't exist, so what's happening here?
In eternity, there's no demarcations. There's no place holdings. in eternity. But we are here,
from our
perspective,
in experiencing this world and interacting with it, there are placeholders.
Just because you have a coffee table doesn't mean you have to have coffee.
Okay, but that doesn't mean the coffee table doesn't exist.
That's a good point, Barb.
It does mean you can have coffee. Okay, so you win the point. You can have coffee, but you don't have to.
Okay, so
so
you're
that
saying
point where you don't exist, Barb, and then you say, but we do exist, stick with that. What is this perception that you are in a moment that seems to go on for 80 years versus that the moment never happened?
Okay, where do we get our perspective?
You get them from your biases.
And then when we change our bias and then we let go of, like, say,
No, that's
broader,
bullshit.
Where did your bias come from
is the next question, Barb.
I think it comes
not
from
about what you
can
do.
Choices. Okay, where do our biases come from? Is it from the choices we make, the experiences we...
No, I don't say anything.
It's what you like, what you don't like, what you prefer, what you don't prefer. And even that changes. Bobby used to eat only those damn puffs. Eat enough puffs to give you ass cancer. Now he doesn't eat puffs anymore. Then he went to Snicker bars. He doesn't even like Baby Ruth. He should like Baby Ruth. But then he got on Snicker bars and ate them by the cases. And then all of a sudden he doesn't even like those anymore. Now it's Lapras ice cream. So it's what it is.
So, Ion, from your perspective, do you see, like, all of my lives, all of everyone's lives?
Except for three.
And Ian, you would not call them lives, would you? Or would you call them lives?
No, we wouldn't call them lives. We were just using her word so she'll understand. Because
yeah.
We have to, because OMG, what's the BFD? We still have to communicate, Bob. Gareth and Keith are retired, so we don't have to talk right at the moment.
Okay, and then when sometimes you refer to the audience being recorded, can you elaborate on that, what you're meaning?
Yeah, this show is live in front of a taped studio audience.
What do you mean by tape studio audience?
You are Memorex. You are Memorex.
Yeah, you're recording, Barb.
So we've already done
in
this
eternity,
before, is what you're saying?
In eternity, Barb, we're recording.
This is just a stat. This is just a stated version. And when we did the sound check, that was live. It was a really great show, too. You learned a lot of stuff. Bob goaded you into doing some good stuff, and you kind of broke out of some of your biases that had you hung up for a long time, and you're going to be a better mother now because you're not going to be so damn stodgy and mean and hateful.
I've been much better.
We understand. There's nothing we could do. There was nothing we could do.
I took your advice.
And we went over all that advice thoroughly, and we got you on the road to Wellville, and we got you, Dixie, right back where you're ready to step back in. It was for that 26, now it's back to 27, 29, bouncing. It's okay. So everything will be all right. Getting ready to go to 100.
Okay, that sounds great.